This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for February 24th. I'm Paul Plack. As citizens of Western nations continue trying to escape Libya, the country's Benghazi airport has reportedly been destroyed in the violent uprising underway there. The crew of a Libyan Air Force jet reportedly ejected from the fighter and allowed it to crash Wednesday rather than following orders to fire on protesters in Benghazi, the second largest city in Libya. Under terms of a contract awarded in July of 2010, Scheibel has delivered two Camcopter S-100 unmanned air systems to the King Abdullah Design and Development Bureau of Jordan. The small unmanned helicopters will be used for surveillance, intelligence, and reconnaissance, and will no doubt be kept busy for a while. As of our deadline, NASA was still confident the Shuttle Discovery will launch on mission STS-133 this afternoon at 4:50 p.m. Eastern Time. Piper Aircraft reports surging billings and deliveries as 2010 ended and a near doubling of its market share in the piston and turboprop markets. FBO service provider Business Jet Center reported Monday that 2010 was its best year on record for fuel sales volume at its Oakland International Airport location. Analyst Brian Foley sees the helicopter industry poised for recovery from its slump. He adds that, unlike biz jets, there was increased government and military business for helicopters that softened the effect of the recession on manufacturers. And Commander Stuart Ross Graham, retired U.S. Coast Guard, a founding member of Twirly Birds, will be the honored guest during the organization's annual meeting during the upcoming Hilly Expo 2011 in Orlando. Commander Graham first soloed in a helicopter in 1943 after 3.5 hours of training. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, Dr. Brent Blue of ThroughTheFence.org updates us on attempts to include protections for residential through-the-fence agreements at airports receiving federal funding in FAA reauthorization bills. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.